Scott. So just thank you for tuning in again. I think it is important that we've been learning on speaking in tongues. And I know that God has been teaching us, and I believe you've had a chance to look at the scriptures. We've been reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and we've been understanding what does it mean to speak in tongues, what does it mean to pray in tongues, and also in other tongues. And these are the aspects that I wanted us to understand. And maybe we'll just also read again today and this moment, so that we come to have understanding. And we're reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And we're using the New Living Translation for easier explanation, but you can study it more in King James. So I will read, "Let love be your highest goal, but you should also desire the special abilities the Spirit gives, especially the ability to prophesy. For if you have the ability to speak in tongues, you will be talking only to God, since people won't be able to understand you. You will be speaking by the power of the Spirit, but it will all be mysterious. But one who prophesies strengthens others and comforts them, encourages them and comforts them. A person who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally, but one who speaks a word of prophecy strengthens the entire church. I wish you could all speak in tongues, but even more, I wish you could all prophesy. For prophecy is greater than speaking in tongues, unless someone interprets what you are saying so that the whole church will be strengthened. Dear brothers and sisters, if I should come to you speaking in an unknown language, how will that help you? But if I bring you a revelation or special knowledge or prophecy or teaching, that will be helpful. Even lifeless instruments like the flute or the harp must play the notes clearly, or no one will recognize the melody. And if the bugler does not sound a clear call, how will the soldiers know they are being called to battle? It's the same for you. If you speak to people in words they don't understand, how will they know what you're saying? You might as well be talking into empty space. There are many different languages in the world, and every language has meaning. But if I don't understand a language, I will be a foreigner to someone who speaks it, and the one who speaks it will be a foreigner to me. And the same is true for you. Since you are so eager to have the special abilities the Spirit gives, seek those that will strengthen the whole church. So anyone who speaks in tongues should pray also for the ability to interpret what has been said. For if I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying, but I don't understand what I am saying. Well then, what shall I do? I will pray in the Spirit, and I will also pray in words I understand. I will sing in the Spirit, and I will also sing in words I understand. For if you praise God only in the Spirit, how can those who don't understand you praise God along with you? How can they join you in giving thanks when they don't understand what you are saying? You will be giving thanks very well, but it won't strengthen the people who hear you. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than any of you, but in a church meeting, I would rather speak 5 understandable words to help others than 10,000 words in an unknown language. Dear brothers and sisters, don't be childish in your understanding of these things. Be innocent as babies when it comes to evil, but be mature in understanding matters of these kinds. It is written in the scriptures, I will speak to my own people through strange languages and through the lips of foreigners, but even they will not listen to me, says the Lord. So you see that speaking in tongues is a sign, not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy, however, is for the benefit of believers, not unbelievers. Even so, if unbelievers or people who don't understand these things come into your church meeting and hear everyone speaking in an unknown language, they will think you are crazy. But if all of you are prophesying and unbelievers or people who don't understand these things come into your meetings, they will be convicted of sin and judged by what you say. As they listen, Their secret thoughts will be exposed, and they will fall to their knees and worship God, declaring, God is truly here among you. And maybe just to... Let me just jump to verse 39 so that we also have that in context. It says, so my dear brothers and sisters, be eager to prophesy and don't forbid speaking in tongues, but be sure that everything is done properly and in order. Yeah, so we've been learning of the teaching that that Paul was teaching to the Corinthian church. And one thing that we learn is the Corinthian church were actually quite spiritual, in that they were having a lot of spiritual gifts, they were exercising the spiritual gifts, but what we know is that they were babies. And that's why Paul tells them that, I wish I could have addressed you as mature, but I cannot, because you're still carnal, you're still saying, oh, I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, or you're after this person, you're after this teacher, and you're still babies. But he's telling, he was now in this point, he was giving them an instruction that regards to speaking in tongues or praying in tongues and prophecy and having that distinction. And remember, we say that prophecy here does not speak to what we use nowadays. Oh, can I go deeper, man of God? Oh, can I tell you something? Oh, no, that is not the prophecy that is being spoken of here. And the prophecy that is being spoken about here is a prophecy of preaching to a congregation and giving them a word from the Lord, or giving them an instruction from the Lord. So like what I'm doing to you now, I am prophesying to you, in that I am releasing what God has deposited in my spirit, and I'm teaching and I'm giving you the ability to understand the scriptures. So I'm basically prophesying to you. And so what is the purpose of prophecy? When you're prophesying, you strengthen others, you encourage them, and you comfort them. So when someone is prophesying to you, he will strengthen you, you'll be strengthened in your faith, you'll be encouraged, you'll be comforted. On top of that, you will also, the unbelievers will be convicted, because the Bible says that when the unbelievers come to your meeting and they find you prophesying, their secrets of their hearts will be exposed, and they will say, surely God is among you. And that is what happens when we are evangelizing, or when we are preaching in a church, when someone is really preaching from the heart of God, you will know that this person will expose your sins, because he will touch the something that you will do, you have been doing, and you will say, but how did you know that this is what I was dealing with? That is because the person is prophesying, is releasing from God, is giving a message to God, and that person will be convicted of their sin and will declare, oh, surely God is here. And because they're declaring God is here, then they will confess their sins and they will accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So prophesying is a very important component of the church, and this is the most important public component of the church. When people meet, they praise God, they worship God, but they must sit down to be prophesied to. They must sit down to be taught the word of God. They must sit down to be encouraged, to be strengthened, to be comforted. And that's why Paul says that when I stand before you, before the church, I'm not going to speak 1,000 words in tongues. No, at that point, I'd rather speak 5 intelligible words so that you understand. So prophecy or preaching to people is very important, and this is a priority, because when you do that, you're speaking to people, you're strengthening the church, you're giving them a message so that they can have understanding. But now there's a difference also when you speak in tongues. Now, speaking in tongues, the difference with that is that the person that speaks in tongues or prays in tongues is speaking mysteries and is speaking by the power of the Spirit. This is Spirit-enabled speaking, and it is a mystery, it is mysterious. You yourself will not understand it, but you, by faith, you will know that you're speaking directly to God. And remember, we said we are praying in the Spirit. We are learning about praying in the Spirit. That means we are praying by the words by the mystery, by the speaking in tongues. We are speaking by that mysterious language, and we are speaking directly to God. And anyone who has been on the other side of faith or of witchcraft, they will tell you that they don't like people who speak in tongues because they don't understand them, and whatever they do, they are speaking to God directly, and it is bringing confusion to their work. So you need to desire the ability, you need to desire the gift of speaking in tongues, because speaking in tongues is an inherent ability that is given to every believer that is born again. When the Holy Spirit comes inside you, when you give your life to Jesus, the Holy Spirit is the one that gives life to your spirit, and you become a new creation. Now, this new creation is like a baby, just like every baby gets to a point where they learn a language. Likewise, also, every Christian who grows in their spirit, who grows in their understanding, who is taught the word of God, will get, and who desires the gift, the ability to speak in tongues, will be able to speak in tongues. And praying in tongues or speaking in tongues is a prayer language that is available and is able for every believer. Every believer has the inherent capacity to speak in tongues, but not every believer exercises the ability to speak in tongues. And this, if you don't do it, you're missing out on a very important component of your spiritual growth. Because the Bible tells us that speak in tongues, pray in the spirit, building up yourself in the most holy faith. You can see the person who speaks in tongues, verse 4, is strengthened personally, is edifies himself, is strengthened personally. But the one who prophesies strengthens the entire church. So, yes, the prophet or the person who is preaching to you needs to strengthen the entire church. But you yourself, when you're alone across the whole week, you have the responsibility to strengthen yourself personally. You have the responsibility to edify yourself. So desire, when you're in private, when you're alone, when you're walking, you can be praying in tongues. When you're in a crowd, you can pray in tongues continually. And this is where you find that you can even be praying in tongues the whole day. You have prayed more than 10 hours because you've just been praying in tongues, and you're speaking to God, you're speaking mysteries, you're speaking directly to God. And as you're praying in tongues, this is one of the things that helps you even to decode things, Remember, we talked about the Spirit of God searches the mind of God. As you're praying in tongues, the Spirit of God is doing that search engine. It is searching the deep things of God. It is searching the scriptures. It is searching the words. Like right now, as I'm teaching, the Spirit of God is searching and giving me the utterance on what to speak to you, on how to bring this topic to you, and giving you understanding. So the instruction that Paul is giving in this chapter is that when you stand before people, you're the leader of the service, give people direction, teach people in a language they understand. But what I say, there's nothing wrong when you're standing to give people instruction, and let's say you're leading prayer and you say, okay, for now we are going to pray over our families. And as you start praying, Father, I thank you for my families. And then you start speaking in tongues. I mean, whatever language that God gives you, speaking in tongues, at that point, you have already given the instruction to the people to pray. Then as they are praying, and many of them will be praying in English, some of them will be praying in tongues, even you yourself, you have the right to also at that point speak in tongues. So that means it is not forbidden for you to speak in tongues. What Paul was against is that people come to a whole service and they are just speaking in tongues the entire time. No one is speaking in English because they have seen that, though they have enjoyed the gift of speaking in tongues, they are not sitting down for instruction. That is what he does not agree with, and this is what he was cautioning. So the Bible tells us that let us not forbid the speaking in tongues, and even tells them, I myself pray in tongues more than all of you. So one of the secrets that we learn of Paul is that Paul was a man who used to pray in tongues. He would pray and pray and pray and pray and pray in tongues. That is one thing that we learn of Paul. He was a man that prayed in tongues. And he says, I thank God that I pray in tongues more than all of you. And then it says, but I will pray in tongues, and I'll pray in the spirit, and I will also pray in words. So that means we have a responsibility to which one comes first. I will pray in the spirit. For me, I even see praying in the spirit, praying in tongues is even for yourself, it's even more important than praying in words. And that's what at times you will find that I pray in tongues more, even when we're having this devotion together. I mean, at that point before we start, it's more for personal edification. It's more for yourself to speak to God, to worship God, to pray to God. And so you might find someone will be like, but why are you praying in tongues all the time? Because I am edifying myself. I am speaking to God. I am communicating to the Father directly. I am strengthening myself. And by the time I am fully strengthened, then I can also pray in words. The praying in words is also, I will sing in the Spirit. And that is how you can find yourself. You're just singing in the Spirit. You're singing in tongues. But you're also singing in words that I understand. So there's a discipline and there's a balance to it. You need to know when you can pray in tongues or when you can sing in tongues. Privately, it's good. Or when you've given, if it's in public, when you've already given the instruction for prayer or for singing and people are already in it, and you also feel and you also need to be strengthened and encouraged personally, then there's nothing wrong with you speaking in tongues or praying in tongues at that specific moment. Now, we've also learned that when you speak or pray in tongues, at that point you will have no understanding of what you're saying, but it is an aspect of faith. Now, if you think you want to understand spiritual things with your mind, evidence-based, I'm sorry, then you will not understand the things of God, because the spiritual things cannot be understood or cannot be discerned by the carnal mind. So you have to submit yourself to the Spirit of God. You have to submit yourself to faith, and you will speak in tongues by faith. And the Bible says when you speak in tongues, ask God for the ability to interpret it. Ask God for the ability to know what you're saying. And remember, I said interpretation does not necessarily mean translation. You know, translation is word for word, tete, tete, this. Interpretation is giving meaning to what has been said in another language. So you could have prayed in tongues for 30 minutes and God will give you meaning that, oh, you've prayed for your family and your family is okay. That is a meaning that God has ascribed to that. Now, that is something that I want you to understand about praying in tongues or speaking in tongues, and differentiating it from prophesying, which is preaching to people. So the Bible tells us, eagerly desire the gift of prophecy. It is good to speak to people because you build the church. So every believer should desire the ability to prophesy. And the Bible will give you. The Bible says, if you desire, there's nothing that you can desire that the Holy Spirit will not give you. God is a good Father. Even if you desire to speak in tongues, God is able to enable you. And remember, it is you that speaks. You can read the words, I will pray. Not the Holy Spirit praying. I will pray. Not the Holy Spirit possessing you. I. Even the early church, the Bible says, and they, who's speaking? The early church, the apostles, the disciples who were gathered in the upper room, they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gives them utterance. So it is you that speaks in tongues. By faith, you open your mouth and you just start to speak. Someone will ask me how. Yes, just open your mouth. You're born again and you're believing in God. Play some worship song. Read the word. As you think of the things of God, as you just start to speak, what will I say? The Holy Spirit will give you the words. It's as simple as that. You speak in tongues by faith. The Holy Spirit will give you the words and he will teach you the language. And it is an act of faith. If you want to understand it with your mind, I'm sorry, you will not get it. But if you submit yourself to the leadership of God, you submit yourself to God. And remember, God cannot control your mouth for you. God cannot control your tongue for you. Just like the same way God cannot make you speak English. You will have to speak English. It's the same way also. It is you that speaks in tongues. And this is an area that I find many people who struggle to speak in tongues is because they expect the Holy Spirit to speak for them. The Holy Spirit will never speak on your behalf. He will never possess you. He's not a demon. He is a gentle Holy Spirit. He will never possess you in that way where you have lost your faculty, because God has made us in his own image and likeness, and he has given us the ability to be in charge of ourselves. And it is us that submit ourselves, we yield ourselves to him, and as we submit ourselves to praying in tongues and to praying in the Spirit, then he gives us the utterance. Now, there's also another aspect that I'd wanted to touch, which is the gift of speaking in tongues. Now, you might understand it differently, or you might have a different explanation. That's fine, but I'll give you what I feel God taught me about it. For me, what I understand, the gift of speaking in tongues is a special moment where you can find in the middle of a service, as people are praying, then one person, and maybe you might have experienced it if you've gone to a Pentecostal church, where one person starts to speak in tongues loudly, more different than other people, and it feels like the person is communicating a unique message. Now, this is now what I will call the gift of speaking in tongues, which I will differentiate it from the speaking in tongues, the prayer language or praying in tongues. So now this is a specific time or a specific moment in the service or in prayer when people are in the height of worship, where you just hear someone in the middle just starts to speak in tongues. Now in that moment, when that person, everyone can even be silent. People have already reached the plateau in the place of plane of prayer, and then someone just starts going in tongues, and it's very distinct and it's very loud, and people will. Now when that happens, the person should do it and keep quiet, because the Bible says that when that person speaks in tongue at that moment, it is required that interpretation be given. Okay, now that's what I want you to understand clearly. At that moment, when there is that speaking in tongue, the gift of speaking in tongue that happens in that service, it is important that that speaking in tongues be interpreted. Now, what happens is this, is that when that person is speaking in tongues, there is someone in the service who will be asking God, God, give me that interpretation. What is this woman saying? Or what is this man saying? So when that happens in a service, ask God, God, give me interpretation of this message. And the reality and the truth is, even if you don't ask and you're sensitive in your heart, you will know that this is the message. And the Bible says when someone starts to prophesy, then another one rises. Then that means after that person has spoken, given that message, then give room for a congregation member or someone who the Lord has given interpretation to come, who has the gift of interpretation of tongues, to come and publicly interpret the message to the church. Now, the person will come and say, the Lord is saying that, one, the country is going through war, the president needs to repent, or this needs to happen, the church leaders are living in sin. If they don't repent, judgment is coming. And that message is communicated. That was the message that was given in tongues through the gift of speaking in tongues at that specific moment. And then that message is now directly translated, interpreted for the people, and people receive that message of God. And the Bible says every matter will be established by two or three witnesses. And that is why when that person starts to speak and another comes to say, to add further, the first person should stop and let this other person speak. So when that prophecy or that interpretation will be given, then it needs to be weighed against scriptures. It needs to be consistent with the word of God, and it also needs to come from mature believers, because some people can use it to manipulate people. You find someone speaking in tongues, then the interpreter comes and says, yeah, God is saying everyone must give $1,000. If you don't, you're going to die. That is not consistent with scripture. That is a manipulator, and that is a demonic spirit. You must be careful, and that is why every matter will be established by the testimony and the witness of two or three. That means when the person interprets it, everyone who is spiritually alive will have the confirmation within them that what this person has said is the truth and is from God. So when the gift of speaking of tongues is released to a congregation, there might be one or two individuals who God constantly releases that ability in that moment to give a direct message from him. So just note that it might not be everyone who will have that specific gift to release that message, but everyone has the inherent ability to speak in tongues, a prayer language. And I pray that God will give you understanding of this. And I will stop there because I don't want to go so much into the time. But I want to encourage you, if you want to speak in tongues, the Bible says that, how much more will he give of the Holy Spirit of them that ask him? Tarry, eagerly desire it, keep asking God, keep worshiping God, keep asking God for the ability, keep asking God for the utterance, keep asking God to teach you the language. And as you speak by faith, then it shall be done for you. Some of the best way to speak in tongues, just go on YouTube, find prayers in tongues. Find a man of God who you believe in, who's praying in tongues, or you can go to my messages where we find we're praying. As you're praying, pray along and open your mouth, release yourself, pray in tongues. Then the tongues will be released to you. And God is able to do it, and he has done it. He's already done it. And speaking in tongues was already prophesied even in the Old Testament. That's why he says it is already written in the scriptures. I will speak to these people in foreign languages, in other tongues. And this is the rest. This is the rest. When you speak in tongues, you enter into a plane of rest. There's so much in it, but I cannot exhaust it. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will give you insight into it. I pray as I leave you that God will keep you, watch over you, and I welcome you to please, if this has been a blessing to you, subscribe, like the video, share it with others, comment, ask your questions, and this also helps the message go out to other people so that they also receive the blessing of God. Shalom, my name is Dr. Emmanuel Sommer, and I love the Lord as my personal Savior.